I must have been going to the Purple Onion by this stage as well. And I met in Woolloowera, where I'd met this black, Eurasian guy who was wanting to become a drag queen, Black Leslie, and we became really close friends. And so when these two guys skipped and left me to pay the rent, Leslie at this stage had started to do kind of guest spots at the Purple Onion, and so we'd been going there a few times, and then Candy, who was running the Purple Onion, then found out that you know, this had happened and said, well, there's all these rooms upstairs above the Purple Onion that are all empty, and so if you want to live there rent-free until you get on your feet, you know, the thing is you can do that if you want. So I moved from Woolloowera to above the Purple Onion, which is now KKK and Anzac Parade in Kensington.
Purple Onion. Yeah. That was an important gay venue of the time. Did it operate 7 days a week or just one day a week?
No, it wasn't. I don't think it was 7 days a week. I can't remember. I think it must have been just like maybe Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I don't think it was all week. I don't think so.
And what sort of venue was it? Was it a bar or was it?
No, it was like a nightclub. It was, well, I think the original building was like a terrace house. So it had like the dressing room was on the front room facing the street, and there was a hallway which led into the club, and then the stage was built into like the second room, and then the wall must have been demolished, so it was enough room to hold all the seats. And then there was like a kitchen at the back, I think, because they used to serve food there. I don't know if that was maybe obligatory to have the, or whether, because there was a guy who used to make all this food. But it had a relatively small stage, and it had a hole above the ceiling, above the stage in the ceiling, so people could be lowered down from up above onto the stage. And it was only a tiny stage, and then it had like an area coming out into the, on the floor, with the seats all around that. I don't know how many it would have held. Maybe 150 or something. I don't know. It's kind of a bit hard to. It's a long time ago. It was. So it's, you know, memory plays tricks with.
I'm getting a picture of it now.
But it was kind of. It was very underground. The thing is, it was because that stage. You know, that's what the scene was like, and. But it was very, you know, very popular. Lots of shows, different shows, kind of.
Who performed there? Can you remember the people?
Yeah, well, there was Rose Jackson and Karen Chant, Robin Lee, who now still appears up at the Newtown. It was a drag called Tracy, who I've no idea. And Dereal, who seen on occasion in town or in a business suit. Judy. And then, of course, there was Leslie and Corinne, and it was Black Leslie and Red Leslie. This was all over, you know, a few years.
How many years?
Well, I worked there for 6 years, I think.